We just got out and we done the Bray, and we had a bit of a misfire before the Bray. We got that sorted, got through the Bray and went well, like, just got through it. And then we were on the way to stage two and we had a bit of a shaft problem. Well, we think shaft or a diff problem. So we says we just pulled the plug rather than doing more damage and costing more, I suppose.
Stage two was Clunacool, was it?
Yeah. So just we were at the starting line first and we just says, no, it's not worth it. I really like doing more damage. So.
And this was your rallying debut today, your first meaningful rally, is that fair to say?
Yeah, it was my first proper time too in the car. Like, I only got very limited test and done really in it. But it was a good crack, but it lasted anyway.
And you had a family member in the co-driver seat with you?
Yeah, my uncle Jason there, trying to keep manners on me for a while anyway. But yeah, it was good.
So I won't ask what the language was like when the car broke down in the cockpit at the time. But anyway, you're relaxed about it now because this is a learning curve.
Oh yeah, sure, look. It's tough to build a car from scratch and get it right the first time. So it's going to take a couple of rallies to get going and get the car going right. So well, I will get there.
Tell me about that. You built this rally car. Just what make a model is it?
It's a Citroen C2. So we try to keep it standard as possible, just get me up and going. And yeah, we built it from the ground up, stripped it to the bare shell, and every single thing was changing it. Like,
what age are you?
20, so I am, yeah. Right.
So when did you start work on this car?
I started probably just when I turned 17, so when I was still in school. So it's tough to obviously gather money together when you're not working full time, but always getting bits and pieces when I went along.
And were you always a petrol head growing up? Like, were cars your thing?
Oh yeah, like, we go to rallies as much as possible with granddad, so I did. So we were always as many rallies as we could have.
And did this idea just come to you, or was it suggested to you? Why don't you build your own car?
Well, I suppose it's tough now. Like, you know, it's hard to just buy a car with the price of it and everything. So I always like building, like, and fixing cars. Like, so just always kind of driven to want to build my own car, because at the end of the day, you build your car, you know your car. So.
Right. So in the early days, how did this work? When you came home from school in the evening, you put the books to one side, out to the garage, working on the car.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't much of a great person for the books now, but once I got through school and that, sure, we could put longer hours in and get more money into it and that, but every spare kind of minute I got, I was at it.
Right. Was it expensive for you, a 17-year-old making his own rally car?
Yeah, it was expensive enough, especially when you're trying to get driving on the road too, like, but look, every spare penny you get, you just kind of throw it at it. It's better than, you know, at least you've something sitting there in front of you and you can see where it went, like.
I know you played other sports growing up, but is this the one that fires your juices, so to speak?
Yeah, it'd probably be my main one now, to be honest. It's probably not the cheapest one, but sure, look, it's good. Like, I enjoy it the most, I do, so yeah.
You play a bit of soccer too, do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I still play with that, so I'm actually missing training for this, but sure, look, yeah.
Sure, look. Hopefully your coach isn't listening. Yeah,
hopefully he doesn't give me too much abuse now next week, but sure, look. Be sound.
Yeah. So what are the learning things for you today in terms of, I mean, it's going to take time to get this car used to and up to speed. It is a bit of trial and error, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, sure, look, we'll try get this issue resolved now, hopefully now in the next couple of weeks, and we'll see. Can we get a bit of testing done up the north and some of the RSA events, which would be handy. And then hopefully get good sponsors together again and get out for another rally, stage rally, before the end of the year, hopefully.
You've got one of the biggest service crew teams here. There's a football team in this crew. I'm not sure that Max Verstappen would have this many on a Formula One circuit.
Yeah, sure, look, everyone gave a hand to it, to be honest with you. It wasn't for a few of the lads there, Rowan and David and Jason and Terry and Dad. Like, we wouldn't have the car here, so, like, they given a hand up to all hours of the night, so they were, so fair play to them.
Yeah, your dad, Eric, is here as well, and other family members and friends and connections. And what do your mates make of your rallying passion?
Yeah, like, they've a good interest in it. They're always calling out to see what's done, what's not done. But yeah, sure, look, there's a good few of them there now, so they're, you know, they're always out looking, so.
Well, from the stage and a half you saw today, the between Ladies Bray and Clunacool, what sort of track is it out there today?
Oh, it's serious stages, so they're very good, tough now, so there, but like, it was well set up, so it was by the motor club, and, like, there's a lot of carnage on the Bray, the first loop, but
sure. I mean, someone has seen this, Josh Moffat went out on stage one, so you lasted longer than Josh Moffat did today.
Exactly, that's it, sure, look. It just shows, yeah, once you get a... But it was nice to get, like, the stage under the belt anyway. It's one done, and hopefully a lot more to go as well.